This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado is adding another layer to its election cybersecurity. A new five-person team will work with counties to protect their local election systems from cyber attacks. It's funded mostly by federal dollars. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold says disinformation and cyber attacks pose a real threat to U.S. elections.
When we are in the COVID-19 crisis, there is a tendency to drop the ball on the fact that Russia is actively trying to undermine our democracy.
Protections for Colorado public land are being considered as amendments in a U.S. House defense budget bill. Colorado Democrat Diana DeGette wants a wilderness designation added to the bill, while fellow Representative Joe Neguse is offering a plan to protect more than 400,000 acres of public land in Colorado and establish Camp Hale, where the 10th Mountain Division trained, as a National Historic Landscape.
Future generations will be able to learn about the history of the 10th Mountain Division, appreciate these sacrifices of our service members, and enjoy outdoor recreation opportunities.
Republican Representative Scott Tipton opposes both measures. He says they won't strengthen national defense and that banning mining in protected areas would make the U.S. more reliant on China for critical minerals. More than 200 protesters gathered outside Greenwood Village City Hall last night over the city's response to a statewide police accountability law. The city south of Denver passed a resolution saying it would defend police officers in civil wrongdoing cases, even though the new state law specifically prohibits cities from doing so. The metro area has highs today in the 80s and a chance for thunderstorms this afternoon. This is CPR News.